Recorder's on. September, well, let's see, it's Tuesday, November 12th, Airport Board Meeting. Call the roll. I'm here. Ron McCann is absent. Dustin?
Here.
Here. Don, absent.
Wait.
Dwayne's here.
Here.
Don, you're here.
Yes.
Tyler's not here yet. Mayor's not here yet. Paul's not here. Dan Denton is here. Everybody get a chance to read the minutes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not me. I don't know how to take them off of there, so.
Okay. Well, we can just get them on that agenda thing. They got it set up pretty well, much nicer than it was before.
Trying to look at it.
Any questions or comments?
I've tried before, and all of them could make it work.
Wait, okay. Just go to their website, city website, yep. And at the bottom it says, right at the bottom it has agendas. Mm-hmm. You click that, and you just go down the date of what it is. Today's date, look at the whole meeting.
That's it. I'll try.
Well, this was the first time it was actually on there.
Yeah, I know. But you can see what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
It worked.
Yeah. Okay. Any comments?
No.
Have a motion to approve?
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Approved. Correspondence? Anybody have any? Tyler's probably got some that'll come out in his engineer's report. I talked with Dean Bitterman a little bit. You guys had me look at the land use agreement with the Forest Service, and we're in the process of negotiating on that. Just getting going. Hi, Ben. Thanks for coming. Financial reports. Everybody look at the November financial report. Okay, it's basically the same as what it was before. Tyler and I sat down some with Robert, and he explained several things to us. So we're in pretty good shape, but if we get this deal, we're going to have to do something because we will deplete all of our funds at that point. And if we do not get some money from Montana Aeronautics, we're going to have to take a loan out. So there'll be some things that we'll have to go through. Robert has some suggestions and ideas and things. We're just about to the point where we are going to have to do what Bob Oddie said. We're going to have to raise some fees. They've been the same since, I've been here since 94. It's been the same. So that's probably going to change here as we get this new stuff done. Something to think about. Any other comments? Engineers report, Tyler.
All right. So a couple different things. Actually made some printouts. So I've been putting together the grant applications for Montana Aeronautics. It's due this Friday, the 15th.
So Tyler and I went up to the airport and drove around, looked at different things, roads, different stuff.
Yeah, so this is a picture, it's kind of an exhibit I put together. So the first grant application that I'm preparing is for a new admin building. And originally we were looking, it actually shows up the ALP admin building being right next to the parking lot.
Oh, yes.
And when Craig and I were out there, we were looking at the area, and we were like, seems like it would fit better if we put it kind of in front of the airfield vault.
In this area?
Yeah, in the... And so I went back, and I threw all my base maps together, and just with the building restriction line, actually we have a free area, we've got a drain field, so we've got a 10-foot offset from that, and we've got our home run electrical. So
When we were out there, we were looking at somewhere around here. Here's the existing vault right here. But the problem is, for all the other hangars, we've been doing 30-foot offsets between them, so you offset that by 30 feet. That's your line there. We've got our home run electrical run in here, mm-hmm. and then a 10-foot buffer around the train field there. And then, so I basically took a rough floor plan that we were talking about doing, which was, what's the guy's name?
It's 14 by 30.
It's a 14 by 30 kind of prefab building that would be on skids just from down the road, kind of by Craig's house there. Looks like they may do pretty good work. And Craig got a quote for about $30,000. And that's...
That was nice. That was with a bathroom sink, loft. But there would be about... 20-foot area that you would have for meeting area.
Yeah. So what I did is I took what we had drawn up and just roughly put some, you know, a floor plan together the best I could, just to show what we're kind of dealing with. And so you'd have a bathroom.
Ben, you want to come over?
You'd have like basically the main room where you can have conferences and, you know, board meetings potentially there. And then you've got a bathroom at the back of it. And then behind that would be the vault, the electrical vault. And so the plan is to submit an application for everything but the electrical vault, but then design it in a way that makes it easy to scab that on when the time comes to move the vault, because that's FAA. You know, that's FAA eligible, so we can get a FAA grant for that one. So, you know, and one thing I thought of too is it'd be kind of nice to have it here just because it's right at the parking lot, and the courtesy car could, you know, you were saying we could have an overhang for the courtesy car. So I just wanted to bounce that off the board, and I'm just going to put together an application for, you know, whatever we decide on, somewhere around $30,000, if we think that that's going to be adequate for what we're looking for. And then it's sort of unknown how things are going to fall out this year with the aeronautics, because they've got, you know, 10 times the amount of money they normally do.
Right. It's kind of the same situation that we're in with this FAA grant just falling out of the sky. Yeah. If we're prepared, there's a possibility. I mean, it's kind of a pie in the sky, but if the funds were available and were cock-locked and ready to rock, they have a good chance of getting some of that.
And I think this would be, I mean, if this was any other year besides this year, like, it would, I don't think it wouldn't even be worth submitting.
Right. Yes.
But they're, you know, they're talking about $2 to maybe close to $3 million worth of grant funds, which is amazing, compared to in the past, it's been like 200,000.
Yeah.
You know, one of the catches is primary airports like Missoula, Billings, Bozeman could submit projects for it, but from what I've heard and talking to the big airports, they don't think they're gonna. Great Falls and Butte might potentially, but Bozeman, Billings, Helena, Missoula, I don't think we'll submit on that just because they don't really want to compete with the GAs. So so that's the first grant application that I'll be submitting. And then the second one is for rehabilitating the access road. And I think I've got took a look at the road conditions when Craig and I were out there. I feel like I got three copies there. Okay. And based on what we looked at, I updated the delineation. So basically the orange color would be repaving this. And then we also looked at paving in front of Dusty's hangar there. So I'm still in the process of putting a cost to that. Originally we were looking at doing a reclamation where you basically
mill and pulverize and blend the, you know, the millings in with the base, and then you add like a stabilizer to that. But given the fact that the pavement's only about an inch or an inch and a half thick, and talking to Knife River, that it might be too thin of a section, so it might break off big chunks, and you know, so. So right now I'm looking at just milling it and then figuring out what thickness to put back. Ideally we'd put 3 inches. 3 inches is pretty expensive. I mean, it's, but I, you know, I'm hesitant to go anything less than two, so.
Do we have to, you know, this one part right in here, where you turn off to come into the taxiway?
Yeah, we didn't, that one needs to be some work.
Yeah, because that's where it's busted up.
Right there?
Yeah, that's the bad spot, yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather see that than back behind here.
Yeah, I mean. Oh, I forgot to include that
piece. Yeah, so this piece
here. Yeah, that's my bad.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks for pointing that out.
Because, you know, I mean, yep. This seems to be hardly used, and it's not that bad a shape, mm-hmm. but, I mean.
This is where we stop. And, you know, you got that big section that's chunked
right
up there.
It's right there, and then right in here.
Yeah,
chunked up.
So my thoughts on this was, you know, I can put together a cost estimate. I've already talked to Justin Hubbard, project manager with Knife River, who's going to be there next year. And so there's a good chance that, because this is an FAA funded, we could just hire him without having to bid it or anything like that. I'll have to double check with aeronautics, but I think that we wouldn't have to go through a bidding process. So then we could basically just tack on a separate contract, and let's say because
they got all
rough numbers. I mean, 3-inch overlay and everything else, and I was a little conservative, but we're looking at about $150,000. For, you know, and so, you know, you take a inch out of that, and that's almost, you know, you're pulling about a third of the cost out, roughly, or a quarter of the cost out. So, my one thing I was thinking, if the board's cool with it, is just going with the 3-inch, or possibly a 2-inch, and then, worst case, you know, or I guess worst case, we don't get a grant, but second worst case would be getting some percentage of that, and then we can just, whatever we have, we can just rebuild as much as the road as we can.
I'd go in high.
And there could...
Don't go in high.
There definitely could be some potential situations during construction where they may have some asphalt at the end of the day. They could go ahead and just waste it on the road as opposed to hauling back.
So what's there now is only an inch thick?
Inch and a quarter, inch and a half. Everything that I see, I don't see anything wrong with the subgrade or the base course material. It's just that it's a really thin section, you know, and part of what really breaks that down is just numbers of vehicles traveled, and then what probably just pushed it over the edge was some of those larger construction vehicles breaking that up.
And that taxi, if they did, are they going to try to use that for a taxiway? Is that part of the...
Yeah, we were looking at that, and I think that's real feasible. I mean,
maybe we could.
It's pretty much the same grade. We could just sprinkle lots of millings there, and I think that's...
Well, they won't have millings, because, I mean, those turboprops, they can't stand that.
Yeah.
It's got to be a coated. So we'll,
it'll have to be
it'd a have to be coated.
Okay.
No.
He'll be peeling out of this way, and
all the March guys will be out there.
Okay.
It'll actually be used.
Yeah, it'll have maybe. To be a
So we might have to look at doing maybe like a thin pavement section or something.
Yes.
Just to get us through.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, do an inch to get it through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we can figure out the only part
that we would sacrifice is about 50 feet right here. Yeah. All the rest of this would be part of the parking area anyway.
Good point.
So all we're going to sacrifice is about 14 feet wide, about 50 feet long.
Right.
And that's not a for keeping the airport open.
Wonder if we can get in there. I'm almost thinking about mixing up the phases so they could just pave this whole thing first and they're working somewhere else and then we've got that paved.
Yes.
Something like that.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yes.
Because then you're, otherwise it's going to be hard to, for them to pave a strip and then having to saw cut to the edge of that.
Yeah, that'd be, do that one first or okay. Put it in that way.
Okay.
And then all we would sacrifice is that one place. We got to pull out a few posts.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then obviously the third one is retroactive grant to cover the cost of construction or the match, the airport's or town's match of the construction. So best case scenario is no money comes out of the town for the runway project or the upcoming pavement reconstruction project. But I kind of learned my lesson from the last supplemental, and you just don't know what to expect.
Right. So we'll just have to...
You have the budget for the full 10% match, but at least for that project, I'd say it will be retroactive, but it's, I'll do a presentation in front of the board and really stress the importance of this and how it, it's pushing the budget for sure for the town. And so even if we can get half of that match, that would be huge. We can get 5%, but we'll put in for the whole thing and just see what happens.
And we put the admin building in and some other things in here so they could chop stuff off. But we want to get to take care of our five-year plan, which is the parking area, the taxiway, the midfield taxiway, those things, if we can get them. I mean, if we lose all the rest of this, it's just... Okay.
And the way it works is you actually submit separate grant applications for each item.
Yes.
And so they could just say, we're not going to fund the road and the admin building, but we're going to fund all of the...
Right.
They can pick and choose. And so I usually go alphabetical order. So once it gets to Stevensville, I'll just go up there. I'll present one after another. And then...
What's the date?
It's let me double check.
Okay.
It's mid-January.
Mid-January.
Maybe it's earlier January. I think I've got it on the calendar. But I was thinking it would be very, very helpful if somebody could...
A couple of us go.
Could go, because I'll be presenting for multiple airports. And because the admin building and the road, especially the admin building, are pretty low priority, just looking at it from an objective, just on paper, that if somebody can either present it or present it with me or something like that, just to give a little
like we did
perspective from the local airport.
Where's that at?
It's in Helena. Mm-hmm. Over at
could you go down?
Yeah, there. I can go.
Okay. A couple of us, maybe Dan.
Just let me know the date.
Okay.
I'll bring guns and we'll hold them in Austin.
I'm really excited for this coming meeting because it's kind of fun anyway, but because there's so much money, it's pretty crazy how they do it because you do all your presentations in the morning and then they break for lunch, and then you come back, and then they open up the spreadsheet, and they literally just allocate everything, on the spot. And people can sit and watch, so we always watch and sit through the whole thing, because sometimes they'll have questions for the airports or consultants. And so, you might miss out, or they might misinterpret something.
Well, they left, so yeah.
What's that?
Well, they left, so they don't care, so we're just going to move down the line.
Yeah, exactly.
So we can come up with a plan, we'll create a diversion, get them out while they're doing that. Free premiere.
This is still solid. Yes.
Yeah.
That would be the part where we're talking about them doing the matching funds for this, and that.
Yeah.
Yes. And what we're doing is adding all this on and then cut all this off.
Yeah.
But we're trying to get into matching funds. Otherwise, we're going to have to take a loan out and do some financial things to be able to pay for it over the next 4, 5, 10 years.
I'm just curious about that.
Any other questions, comments? Thanks for all the extra work meeting out there.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was really, it was a good bit site visit, just, you know, because you don't really pay attention to the roads when you're driving home until.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I think they're bad.
Well, Dan and I just ripped our hair out a couple of times over the all the different things in the traffic plan. And next time we do one of these hangar things, we're going to provide them with a travel plan where they can and cannot go.
Sure.
Not just this monkey business. It made it hard on our life.
Well, if we can get 3 inches of asphalt, then
won't matter.
Probably won't matter. Yeah, and that's good enough because I think the base is pretty decent. So.
Any other questions, comments? Tyler? Okay, so we're kind of thinking that as many of us can possible, 3 or 4 go, you got a good truck, you can haul us all over there.
Yeah, we could all just, driving if you guys want to meet in Missoula or something,
yeah.
We could just meet at the, whatever's quickest, whatever's easiest, meet as high.
Well, get us a date.
Okay, I will.
Hey, next item, airport business, airport budget, current situation's kind of gone through that. Funds investment, been through that, future projects. This is about as future as we can get is what we're talking about here now. The future project would be like adding 5,000 to go to 5,000 feet, but that's down the road a little bit. The planning process, I think we've covered about as much as we can. Anybody have any questions or comments on additions on any of those? Old business, discussion decision regarding the FAA funding opportunities. I think Tyler's already covered that. Any comments or anything? Hi, Cliff. Thanks for coming. We'll get to you in a minute. A discussion decision regarding the board direction on the CADEX expenditure, and I talked with Brandon a little bit on that, and I think that bring me up to speed. Did you guys do that with the council that you're going to help pay for that from the airport?
No. That's the one we're trying to catch up on.
Yes.
So the status of that is it's been budgeted for, I don't know why it's not been paid yet, but it's been budgeted for it, and I mean, it won't be any formal action from the town council on that bill specifically. It'll be lumped in with every other bill.
Right. Well, what the board had suggested, and we didn't get a chance to talk to you, and I tried a couple times and missed out on what we had suggested is that the board asked me to get a hold of the FAA. It was a CADEX $3,000 for each hangar, every hangar that was built. And we got a hold of Diane, and we've had pretty good rapport with her. And since she does all the environmental reviews, asked her if she would do one for the airport instead of each hangar. And she allowed that would be an acceptable thing to do. So it cost $3,000. So with two hangars being built, that just cut their cost in half. But we didn't expect that the airport would pay for it. We thought we were making a reduction on each of those people. Now this CADEX sunsets in 3 years, and you do it again. Might be more, might be less. So any hangars that would be built during this time period, we thought we would divide it up equally amongst those. And like Paul had talked to you, it could be somewhat complicated, but right now it's quite simple. And we wanted to make the suggestion to the council that we would bill them as we have in the past, since like 76, everybody pays for their own thing. And then if there were additional hangars built, we would divide the money up and pay the people for that portion. Does that make any sense at all?
I see the theory behind it. The administration has looked at this as, especially since it's something we have to do every 3 years, it's a cost of owning and maintaining an airport. And so, you know, the fee structure should support that engineering service. Latecomer agreements and divvying out expenses like that become increasingly difficult for the office to manage, and they're hard for us to enforce when someone doesn't pay. Mm-hmm. We have user fees that are outstanding. Letters went out last week that said if you don't pay in 45 days, we're going to have court problems. We're really cracking down on fees and not being paid because we're tired of carrying that balance. I don't want to see something like this, especially if we've got to pay the bill regardless.
Right.
I hate for us to have to carry some sort of agreements with property owners.
Well, that makes sense.
It's something we know we have to pay for every 3 years. Unfortunately, in our budget process, we look back at actuals 4 years, and so we'll always see this expenditure on our budgets, and so we can plan for it. Okay, you know in 3 years that this expenditure is going to come up, and so we allocate that into our engineering services.
Okay, everybody okay with it?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, when you look at the overall bill and you look at the total budget of the airport,
It's just something we hadn't done in the past, and that wasn't what we discussed with all parties.
But if
the town wants to step up and do it.
I'll check with Robert tomorrow if he gets back into the office and find out where the status is in the more severe bills. I could pay everything else, because I know there was some confusion on what's been paid and not been paid.
I think there were maybe two invoices, injury invoice, but I put together a little email.
It was real good having Tyler here with Robert and going through all those things. So that was a good hour that we spent together.
A better way, because what we had discussed was, to pay for it, and then if somebody in a year, they get prorated a third for two-thirds of the use until the next.
Right.
It would be just a billing.
I mean, we have a hard enough time just in the office trying to track who's in what hangar. Hangars being built at what time.
Right.
Who has to tell us for something.
And then prorate it for X amount.
And there's no guarantee that, Laura and I are the ones that remember, oh, that's right, we had the CADEX bill, in 2 or 3 years, and there's somebody else sitting in that chair that has no idea who owes for what.
Make good sense. Just with the board, I wanted to put it on here so that we could discuss it with the board, so everybody would know where we're at.
Understood.
Any other comments, questions? Okay, we had a discussion regarding the last meeting. They voted to have me go ahead and get some repairs on my mower, but since there wasn't a quorum, I had to vote. And I don't think that's right. And we're in the same situation tonight, so I think we would put that off. I don't want to be spending money unless it's okay with everybody, So I'll just wait until we get a whole group of us and everybody else can say instead of me voting. Okay? And then I talked to Paul. I guess he wants to resign as the airport manager. Basically, they're going to flip-flop between Dan and Paul, and Dan said that he would be willing to step up and do the airport manager, but he doesn't want to go to the council meeting. And I said that I would go to the council meeting in his place, if that's acceptable with everybody.
It's promotion, Dan.
So, I mean, as it comes to pass here, I think Paul's going to go to the
good job.
To the first of the year. And we put up that windsock, too. That was fun. Any other questions or comments about that? Airport's manager's report. Dan, you have anything?
No.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm way past here. Yeah, we just put, I'm way down the line. Thank you. Thank you, Dustin. Philip Berkey's airport land lease for Block 6, Lot 6, Block 1, and Lot 7, Block 1. So that's the old hash, old white hair, old Chris Johnson, the prop shop. Now it's being sold, traded over. And we have in the packet, if you had looked at it, all of the items have been properly presented, notarized, and all of that. Anybody have any questions or comments regarding the transfer of that?
No, was there in there, now that you mentioned it, I didn't look all the building code, because we got into that with this other hangar, making sure the inspections of plans review.
When it's already built?
No, but I mean any renovations.
It's all in the lease.
It's all in the lease. It's all written right in the lease. The only thing that I had is that not parking, don't want them to park trailers, campers, that kind of stuff outside, which we had some problems with the previous subleaser of parking things in and around. And Mr. Berkey's not here, but it says so in the deal. It's for airport uses, not for storage.
There was a trailer parked there the other day.
Yeah, well, there's a trailer parked there now, a double axle, open top trailer, and a camper.
Camper trailer?
Yes. 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 And I was hoping that he would be here so we could
reinforce.
Well, I'll talk to him about it. So how would we do that? Would we send him a letter? I guess we really don't need to say anything. He's got the signed lease and all that stuff, so that's the way it is.
We'll just monitor it.
Yeah.
We can talk.
Okay.
Well, airport manager should have a chit-chat for one, yeah. And then if nothing happens, then we'll have to
do
write a letter.
Right. Okay. Okay. Everybody?
Yeah.
Could I have a motion we approve that land lease?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Is everybody paying their money for tie-downs out here, the slings and so forth?
No, I think that's what Brandon was talking about earlier, getting after him on that stuff.
Oh, okay, I must have missed that. It's hard for me to hear. I can't.
Okay. Did you tell me you're working on the tie-downs and the user fees and those kind of things?
Any past due fees, we sent letters out. I think Laura sent them out last week, which explained if you didn't pay the fee within 45 days, then we were turning the Orbit collections.
Yeah, that's fine. I always look at those 150s sitting there that's been there since I've been on the airport.
Yes.
That one was there in 04.
Yes.
Yes. Some more. They're paid, though. I mean.
Yeah, they did pay.
Yeah, I've heard that they have paid some, at least. Yeah.
Audie went over and sat on the man's doorstep and waited till he actually came out and paid.
Yeah.
That's pretty determination. Okay, so go to the next one. So for Clifton
and Orca. This is the second notice that's gone out. So we sent bills. We sent, hey, you haven't paid notice. And then now we've sent, this is the last, hey, you haven't paid notice. And if you don't pay, we're going to go through the next step of the process, which the town has never really undertaken. It's been much more
lenient.
And just like that. We're no longer being lenient. It's costing us a lot of time to be lenient.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's unfair to everybody else that's paying their things. Da da da. It goes on and on and on.
From a bookkeeping perspective, it's difficult to continue to carry those balances and account for it.
It's a really nice airport to turn and join for free. So, any other comments?
I have some names and some changes. I guess maybe I'll just bring them in. I have them in the truck, but.
Okay.
Did we want to go over that list now, or I just have
let's put that on the next agenda. I'm going to give it to Laura. Or no, yeah, Laura. That'd be okay. We'll do it on the next agenda.
There's about several names and of just people that aren't on the list. Okay. Period.
I just bring that into the office. I don't think you necessarily need to make a deal of it at an airport board meeting.
Okay.
Bring that into the office, turn them in. Laura will turn bills over for them.
All right.
Okay, so don't need to have it here. Just go ahead and do that.
I had a changer in my hangar, too, so I'll get that, too, as well.
What happens is Dustin, they're there 5 days a week. They're there at 5:30 in the morning to 4 at night, and they see stuff that no one else will see because they're just there.
Yeah, there's several. There's some new people.
Sure. Yeah.
They may
just
not
turn,
know
just
it.
Turn that over to Laura, and she can get the bills turned around relatively quickly.
Okay.
Get those people billed and move out into whatever watch list we've got.
Okay. I'll bring it in tomorrow. Or
yeah, sounds good.
Okay, the next one would be Clifton Orcutt. Is that right? Orcutt?
That's correct.
Airport land lease. So you bought it from Buzz?
Yep.
You did?
Yeah.
All right. So when you move it in?
I'm not sure. It has some improvements to make inside the thing, lighting and that kind of stuff. So while my son's pushing me to move it, I'm not moving into it until it's ready to roll.
Yeah.
And then it'd be a smooth movement. It'd probably be well after the first of the year, you know, the weather's better, that kind of thing. So,
you know, like we talked to Dan when we're plowing snow, we'll probably need to take some consideration in him, because if he's trying to get in the door, normally we just plow it and then they take care of it.
It's hard to plow because
yeah,
it's
yeah,
snow
in
there and
that
fit.
So, we'll have to do what we can do, but
here I am.
We'll do what we can do to try and keep it so it's open.
You're responsible
for
what I can't get to. Just
try not to make a big berm up there for you.
Yeah, I always try to push.
Push it all the way through? Yeah. Basically the same information, the same land use agreement, lease agreement as the other gentleman. And you would be bringing, you have several employees who do magnetos? Is
that's what, correct, is it? Yeah, we have seven
permanent employees. Okay. And we talked about places to park until we get this other area here asphalted. It would probably be better to park in the parking area.
Absolutely.
Up,
wherever
the, up
you
there.
Wherever you designate they gotta park, they park.
Okay, well, here's what happens. Go ahead.
Oh, the other place would be right straight in back of the building. There's, we can move that, some of that stuff. It's just straight behind you.
Can we get your boom truck?
Yeah.
Yeah, where the boom truck is. We can move whatever.
Okay, yeah. That's, wherever you guys want them to park, they'll park.
Just the one place in front of Dustin's hangar, because the helicopters come in, and you could get sandblasted when they come in and land, so we didn't want to have something happen there.
Not the greatest situation.
Yeah. And you never know when it's happening, you know.
You're right. That's right, yeah.
Can I have a motion we approve the Mr.
Orcutt? Motion to approve Orcutt's land lease for Lot 5, Block 5, as requested.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Approved. Good to go, Cliff. Well, we'll take it to the council. I'll bring it. I'll be on there.
We're on the agenda.
Yeah, right. Perfect.
Good deal. Thank you.
Environmental Center, I skipped over there. Sorry about that. I skipped you there. Give you a little heart failure. Airport manager's report. Dan, you're it.
Truck service, blades on it.
Yeah.
And I won't be back until the first of the year or so.
Okay. So I'll cover for you.
You got to do too.
Yeah, our plan is when we start to get that, I'm going to ride with Craig.
Yeah.
And then I'll be gone over Christmas for 5 days.
Okay. Well, we'll do
so,
that.
But we'll do something.
Yeah.
Okay. For them.
Even if they have to take it out and show me where not,
right,
you know, you were talking about the other day.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Where not to burn them.
And you and I put the new windsock up. And then the Pappy lights really were good, come in the dark the other night. That's really cool. And we got to get Tyler up when you get all them blue lights out there, and you got red lights, you got white lights, you got all kinds of things happening. It's pretty cool.
That place is really lit up at night.
It is. It
I've
really
flown
is.
A couple of nights, and it's really
nice.
Nice, yeah. In fact, one of my landings I did without my headlight on, even. just to need to practice that, you know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's so you can't see the deer when you hit it, you know.
Yeah, making a difference.
Speaking of deer, has anybody seen any deer?
Nope.
At the airport?
I haven't seen any.
There was a muley on there the other day.
No, what?
There's one in there, I know.
A little buck. Mm-hmm. Okay, I tried to put the run on him, but he didn't care.
Yeah.
He's just strolling around.
Would that gate being left open when the trucks are coming and going?
Yeah. Well, and we need to get them things back next to the cattle guard. That's those steels that are leaning. Maybe need to angle them so they can't, you know, go. I don't know where they went.
On the other side.
Oh.
I moved them over because I was having trouble getting out of there with the snowplow.
Oh.
This was my fault.
Oh, okay. We probably better get them back on there, otherwise they might be skirting the.
It might remind me of that, Dan. Okay, any other public comments? Yes?
I'll step on to public comments. Since
public
we're not
comments.
On the internet.
Okay.
I have a request for if your hangar, anyone has some extra old siding aluminum you want to donate, I've got a small shed for the Boy Scouts to re-roof. So,
a little slug of it you can have.
Okay.
I mean, it's, I don't really even know what I have in that building.
Because I've got some. I mean,
oh no, there's a whole pile of it that deep.
Oh geez, okay.
So it's various lengths. I don't even know what's under there.
We can piece
out
whatever
you want.
Okay. Second thing, more importantly, I would like to broach the idea of next summer after all this work is done, which will be late May. Or something.
When it starts. Yeah, it's going to start. We're going to start as soon as we can next year. So
yeah.
So
somewhere, April, May.
But then, so I would say safely July-ish.
Okay. So I put in what I'd like to propose is, and it may be tied in as a fundraiser for the airport, would be an event where we just call it Airplanes, Arts, Crafts, and Automobiles. I've spoken to one car club, get on their agenda for dates where they would be available. And we could maybe host an arts and crafts, and if the car club has, a meet, fee, we get a percentage of that. The arts and crafts, they could set up booths and maybe sell their wares, and we get a percentage of sales or some $10 or whatever. Have food trucks and just have airplanes out there and invite a fly-in type of thing. Maybe we could organize a breakfast or have a, Boy Scout group in the troop locally or some other organization sponsor a, fly-in breakfast type of thing. So showcase the airport once it's all done and just get a little attention to the town and so forth.
Sure.
Everybody's willing to help?
Well, whoever's not here will volunteer them.
Well, it's a lot of work.
I don't mind kind of ramrodding it for the board, but I'm just, I would want the city, if they want to help organize, get a volunteer and kind of tie it in and kind of showcase us the airport.
Well, Kellyanne down at the weed shack down there, she was interested in doing something.
Who was?
Kellyanne. Kellyanne Morris. She's the weed department down at the bottom of the hill.
Oh, right there.
Just under on Final.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, you and I'll have to meet one day and go down there. She works 4 days a week.
Oh,
and she was interested in doing something like that.
Really? Oh, okay.
So
cool.
She talked to me about it a couple times, and I kind of stalled out on it. I will be, Dan and I'll probably be pretty fried after this.
Yeah.
We get all this construction stuff done, we're going to kind of step back and take a break.
Yeah, I'm not saying you guys have to do much, other than support it. I just think it'd be a perfect time to showcase the airport.
Cliff could have a contest. He'd bring one of them old Magnetos out there and have somebody crank on it, see who can hang on the longest. Something like that,
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody put that under consideration there? Okay, think about it. Put your thinking caps on. Any other comments? Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thanks. Drive safe.